stands. In this video, I want to talk to you about, with so much uncertainty going on right now, what can you do in 2024 to make sure you're still in business by the time we get to 2025?
Welcome to the Daniel Latto Podcast Show. Fresh content covering business, investing, marketing, money, health, and more.
Hey, it's Dan. That was the longest title I think I've ever come up with. So we need to shorten that title somehow, or throw the thumbnail. So let's talk about that. How the heck are we going to stay in business in 2024 and through to 2025? And not us, we're actually doing all right. We've just taken on a web design manager, as you may have just seen in one of the previous videos. But we're speaking to a lot of people, and they're, you know, putting stuff on credit cards, putting the bills on credit cards, because they're just really struggling. Their income is down, their sales are less, and they're kind of worried about what 2024 is going to bring. You know, is there a general election this year? Well, there is a general election, we have no choice. But when is it? And what impact will that have if Labour get in? What impact will that have if the Tories stay in? So much uncertainty after, let's face it, 4 years of uncertainty with the pandemic. And not just 4 years because of the pandemic, but before that we had Brexit as well. And, you know, the UK has just really deteriorated, hasn't it, sadly. And confidence has definitely left the marketplace. And so I think that your job should be to put confidence back into the marketplace. And the way that you do that is through social media content. You've got to get visible. You've got to get in front of your clients on a regular basis. We had someone just message me on Facebook, and they asked that question. Do you run a training course on how you stay in front of people all the time? And as it happens, we don't. It's probably something we should create, but we don't have that. But it's true, we are in front of people all the time. And just yesterday I noticed we actually ran out of content. We had only a few videos going out. And usually it's like four videos. And so we've got a ton of content going out. But yesterday I noticed that we didn't actually have that much content. So I checked, and then it was my fault, of course, because we've been so busy on website design and clients and all of that kind of thing. But now we've got a web design manager, I can get focused back on producing more content. And actually, right there, that's the problem for most people. They are just too busy to do it. And of course, I own a digital marketing agency, but I'm sure you've heard the cobbler's children has no shoes. All the team are so busy working on client stuff, I don't get a bloody look in sometimes. Some of my stuff doesn't go out, it's not a priority. The clients are the priority, which I kind of get. But also, our stuff's pretty important too, right? Brings on new clients, helps us pay the bills, and so on and so forth. But I understand what it's like running a business, because we run a business, and producing content and getting your content out there in front of as many people as possible is very, very time consuming. But there is an answer, of course, and the answer is us. Why are you not letting us do it for you? Why are you not going live for 10 minutes every day, right? Just 10 minutes. That's all you need. Out of those 10 minutes, we can pull out YouTube shorts, we can create content, we can schedule content, we can do it all for you. We can have call to actions, we can drive traffic back to your website, we can then look at your website and see what's working, what's not working, we can give you advice on that, we can implement e-commerce, whole bunch of stuff that just really gives you the opportunity to make more money. And it all starts from content creation and getting content out. And if you're not doing that, the rest of that process, the rest of that sales funnel, just doesn't even work properly. You've got to get yourself into a position where you're putting out content. And when you've got content and traffic going back to your website, at that point is when you'll be able to look at that content and determine what's actually going on. Where are you closing? What's missing? What's not working? What is working? And so on and so forth. And that lot is really, really important to do. But it all starts with content. And I get the reason why you don't put content out, which is because you're so busy. Totally, 100% get that. But you've got to get yourself to that position where you're putting enough content out, because everything else falls back from that. All right, hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Have a great day. Take care.